Back to the Paul Gallant Show, coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Most interactive sports talk show in Houston. We're all wondering what the hell is going to happen with former Texans, former Cardinals wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. Adam Schefter thinks the Chiefs are the leader. The Bills, Patriots, Browns are in the mix. Hopkins hired a Cleveland-based agent from Clutch Sports. They got some Browns players on the roster. But last night, saw an interesting report coming from someone everyone trusts for Houston Texans content. Noted Rockets Twitter man, Roosh Williams, who tweeted this: league sources tell me DeAndre Hopkins is high on Houston Texans rookie quarterback CJ Stroud and has legitimate interest in a reunion with the Texans. His family living in Houston is also a serious factor in his consideration. In the summer of it, looks like Houston is just going to bring everybody back. Roosh Williams now joins us on the HR&P guest line. Roosh, this was quite the bomb you dropped last night. When did Hopkins' interest from who you talked to in returning to the Texans begin?
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me. You know, I don't know exactly when it began, but based on the information that I have, I would guess that it was probably always there, right? I mean, it's connected to his family. You know, it seems like Houston is home for him. And look, he believes that the AFC South is kind of wide open. So that's another factor as well. So when you kind of put everything together, right, Houston being home, his family loving it here, him being high on CJ Stroud and actually believing in kind of what the Texans are beginning to build, and the fact that the division is wide open, I think it all makes sense.
I'll be honest, Roosh, I would not mind seeing him back here. I am a little skeptical because he's mentioned that he wants to play for a team with functional ownership. It does seem like things are more stable than they've been in the past with the Texans, but I mean, good God, very, very low bar to clear to get to that point. And I figured this is a guy who also probably wanted to win as well. What you just said right there about the AFC South being open. Okay, I can buy into that. From what you've heard, is there any mutual interest, though? Are the Texans actually thinking about him? Have they reached out to him about a possible return?
Yes, so that's a good question. I think they've been in contact, but, you know, listen, as you kind of alluded to, I'm a Rockets guy. I don't really come across Texans information. So I'm close to the situation on this one on DeAndre's side, but I don't know what the Texans think. I don't know where the Texans are at. I do know, you know, that they could make it work financially, just objectively speaking. They have a few routes to kind of figuring out how to make the money work with Hopkins. So I think that's interesting, but I don't ultimately know where Nick Caserio and the Texans sit on the potential reunion.
Roosh Williams is with us on the HR&P guest line. I'm curious as to if DeAndre Hopkins would, I don't know, like drive down Kirby, get out a boombox and say anything style, you know, hold up that speaker box and play Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel. Has he tried to create a little interest from them? Has he said, hey, sup, are you up text late at night? What's going on that front?
Yeah, no, I mean, he's communicated that. So the Texans are aware of
okay.
where he stands.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, Roosh, I appreciate you giving us this Texans content. I have wanted to talk with you about the Rockets for a while, so guess what? Once again, our NFL segment, we're talking about not the NFL here. So where are you at now that we're weeks removed from the Rockets not getting the number one overall pick in the NBA lottery, ending up with the fourth overall pick?
Well, Paul, I'm devastated, I think, as the rest of the city is. You know, you go through 3 years of ultimate suck, as Roman Roy would say, sucky suck, the sucky suck brigade, right? you know, you want to come out of it with like a prize piece, which I think Victor Wembanyama would have been. That being said, I'm very, very high on Scoot Henderson. And, you know, I think whatever happens after Victor Wembanyama goes number one to the Spurs, I think anything could happen. I think Scoot Henderson could fall to four. I think, you know, those Thompson twins, Amen Thompson, Asar Thompson, I think there's a ton of potential with those kids as well. So it's going to be interesting. You know, I think the Rockets, I think what's most likely is that the Rockets sit at four. Maybe they trade down. Maybe they trade out. I think trading up is going to be unlikely, personally. But I am really, really hopeful that Scoot Henderson falls to the Rockets at four.
I am as well. It does feel like they might end up with Amen Thompson at fourth. That's what I've sort of been talking myself into. And again, I'm not going to act like I know a ton about these prospects. I will say, Roosh, what I appreciate about you compared to a lot of the online Rockets fans is that you're a lot more level-headed. And if I see another person compare Amen Thompson to a less terrible LeBron James, essentially, I think I'm going to break my own neck.
Yeah, you know, fan bases are funny, man. I try to keep it objective. I try to keep it level-headed. I try not to cheerlead. You know, look, with the Thompson twins, they are, I think, and I'm not a draft scout, so take it for what it's worth, but I think that they are the epitome of boom or bust prospects, you know? I mean, they could be, they have unlimited potential. They could be phenomenal. I mean, they're 6'6", 6'7", about 215 pounds. I think they have 7-foot wingspans. I mean, they can jump through the roof. They are, they'll enter the NBA as elite athletes within the NBA from day one. They can handle the ball. They have good processing. They can read the floor. They can do all that. They can't shoot. Specifically, Amen Thompson can't shoot. Asar is a little bit better of a shooter, but they can't shoot. And then the other thing is that the competition that we have seen them play against, it's a league called OTE. I believe that stands for Overtime Elite. To be frank with you, it's a trash league. It is not NBA competition that they're facing. They are not facing NBA size. So that is the differentiator. Is I just don't know how to measure them because of the competition they played against. They very well could be that good, and it just doesn't matter. But it's just hard. It's just hard to know.
That makes a lot of sense. So I think we would all like to see this team next year, and having had conversations with people that are way more on top of the Rockets than me, Ben DuBose, I feel like it's pretty obvious that this team needs somebody that can basically handle the ball and run an offense, anyone north of Deshaun Nix. Is that possibility available for the Rockets this offseason? We know they have a lot of money. We know there's James Harden interests. What's the word on that front?
Yeah, I mean, far as I know, James Harden in Houston is all of the smoke is real. All of the steam is there. You know, James is interested in a reunion. From what I know, from what I'm hearing, it sounds like a reasonable figure might be obtainable for the Rockets. You know, as far as the Rockets' interest goes, I think the Rockets are interested. But I think for the Rockets, it's going to be a matter of, you know, landing him at a reasonable figure. I don't get the sense that the Rockets want to max him out for 4 years or something like that.
That's good, at least.
And I think Harden's probably aware of that. So there's mutual interest. It's just a matter of, you know, are they going to land at the right figure? And in addition to that, you know, how quickly will the Rockets want to move, right? I get the sense that if the Rockets kind of, you know, lollygag a little bit, that Harden might say, all right, well, I'm going to go back to Philadelphia. So Harden's a very real possibility. You know, at the moment, I would say I would give it about a 70 to 75% chance that he's back, but that is all subject to change as these things go, as you know. So,
oh my God, you're depressing me. All right. Well, I guess it's not 100%. Good God. But he is Roosh Williams at Roosh Williams on Twitter. The State of Rockets, Rockets Watch, Ball is Life, Noble and Roosh Show as well. And he did give us Texans news. Breaking league sources tell Roosh DeAndre Hopkins is high on the Houston Texans.
I just want to clarify, Paul, on the Texans stuff, because I've gotten a lot of this and I almost feel bad. You know, it's like when you're like a Rockets guy and you're dropping Texans news, you know, like if Adam Schefter's dropping NBA news, people are like, why is Adam Schefter dropping NBA news? So I just want to clarify that sometimes we're just in the right place at the right time, and we stumble upon very, very legitimate, solid information.
You are right on that, Roosh. The one time I ever broke a story, that is exactly what happened to me. I have no idea how the information came to me in the way that it did. But I get what you're saying entirely. And appreciate you putting this out there and appreciate you joining me. Let's talk some more Rockets later this summer as we get closer and closer to the draft. Okay, man?
Sounds good, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, Paul.
Absolutely. He is Roosh Williams again, at Roosh Williams on Twitter. Good follow for the Rockets. There are not many rational Rockets people online. He's one of the few that I actually don't get angry at the tweets that they put out there. And look, a lot of them are young and they're excitable, but Roosh is good. So appreciate Roosh for stopping by. Interesting stuff about DeAndre Hopkins. We'll react to that. And on top of that, there is an interesting story that is coming out about the Texans over the last couple of days and somebody else that they plan to potentially give a long-term extension to. It's the Paul Gallant Show. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're hooked up with it.
You hooked up with it. You decided to marry it. I told you I wasn't into it. You said it didn't matter.